chocolate. It's a unicorn.
Well, Lon, I thought one of the interesting things for the people on X viewing this session and the people in the audience here is that maybe I'd give you a few of your quotes and you can comment on them. Okay, let's start with this one. Free speech. Freedom of speech is the bedrock of democracy.
Yeah.
Without it, America ends.
Yes, it's obviously not possible to have democratic elections if people do not have access to the information that would allow them to make the right decision on a candidate or a party. So if speech is constrained in a fundamental way, you just can't expect people to make the right decision or an informed decision because they are prevented from being informed. I think it's a very a foundational element, and it's, you know, I have to say, like, why is free speech?
Well, Lon, I thought.
I want to kill the unicorn.
God, you're on fire.
Come on, man.
Hey everybody, welcome back, bitches. That's right. How is everybody doing? Why do I sound every fucking week with this fucking thing? Could be my cold. I'm getting over the icky. Ugh. Oh boy. All weekend I didn't do anything. Now it's just sinus.
I want to kill the unicorn.
Friday I came home.
Come on, man.
Just felt tired. Fell asleep like early. Woke up the next day, had a fever, 100 temperature fever. And then it went away like Sunday morning, maybe mid-afternoon it went away.
Yeah.
I've just been feeling tired. This weather's crazy. The allergies, I think today is just my allergy, so I'm sorry if I sound a little nasally. Yeah, a little nasally for you. I don't know why I sounded Canadian. But we're here, folks. We're protesting the protest of the protesters so that we know that we don't like people that protest. I think that's what I said. I'm protesting the people that are protesting so they can protest against me protesting against them. that made no fucking sense at all. But it does in my dumb brain, so there's that. But yeah, my weekend was pretty not great. Basically just slept, mostly. Then I felt fine for a few days, and then like today and yesterday, or today, sneezing, the allergies here, the pollen, the cedar fever here in Austin, Texas is shitty. Exactly. Come on, man.
I want to kill
you. So yeah, if I sound a little out of sorts this week, I'm only here for a few more weeks, folks. The countdown has begun. I think we have two more episodes, and that's it. Three more. Let's see. Yeah. One, two, three episodes, and then we go to the new studio. Yeah. It's gonna be great.
I want to kill you.
I believe we talked about the cold concert last time.
Come on, man.
There's not really much to talk about as far as me doing anything. Like I said, I was feeling under the weather. I was debating on doing this episode. And then I said, fuck it. I can't let the horny horses down this week. I could not let them down. I gotta at least give them an hour of some shit to pacify them till they get another hour of shit. And you guys just keep listening to the same episode over every fucking week, over and over. You just don't fucking know it. And happy mental health month. Like we need a fucking month. You fucking cock anuses. We should be not celebrating. We should be aware of mental health every month. And of course, this is the month of May. To everybody out there, longtime listeners, new listeners, pay attention or whatever. New friends, old friends. Old friends should fucking get it by now. I should stop apologizing to people that have known me for a while. You either fucking get it or you don't. I like to recluse a lot in this month. Sometimes I feel okay. Sometimes I don't. And when I don't, I fucking recluse. And what I mean by that is means I go off the grid. I have to be in my solitude. And people need to understand that. And if you don't understand that, you'll have to get it. You'll have to understand it. Or you're just going to have to be sourpuss and fucking cry, why, you're not my friend if you blah, 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 blah. So whatever. I'm at the point in my life now where I can't please everybody. I am mostly who I am. I change in other ways. I evolve in other ways. But when it comes to my demons and my depression, I know how to handle it. A lot of people say, well, you shouldn't be alone. You know, everyone's given this advice. You shouldn't be alone. It's not good for you, buddy. And I'm like, that's exactly where I need to be, because I get dangerous when I'm in fucking in public, because I get wasted. I start drowning in my shit and my fucking whatever. And then I get extreme. I get as far away from those thoughts as possible. But if when I'm alone, I deal with the thoughts. I get lost in other things, healthier things. Not to say that I won't be talking or won't be out and about, won't be social, maybe here and there. I'm going to give it a try, folks, but everybody that has known me, at least, if you can't be that fucking, I guess you could be that new, but either way, it's what I do. This is not my favorite month. There's one highlight in the month, and that's Coco's birthday. She will be 11 this year. There you are. Yeah, I see you over there. So yeah, the big 11 years old. Can you fucking believe it? New listeners, if you want to know why I recluse or why this is a shitty month, a lot of deaths in this month, mainly my mom's death and her birthday and Mother's Day and some other deaths, but it's just a pile of mush. And I know how to deal with it, and I do it annually. Sometimes I get fucking drunk. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes it's what I do. And for anybody that knows me or listens or whatever, this is who I'm going to be for the next 3 weeks, and I have a big move in between. I just want to get this month over with and move on with my fucking year. Get it? Got it? Go. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, stepmothers, fur baby mothers, all the mothers. Just happy fucking Mother's Day. I miss you, Ma. Happy Mother's Day to my mom, wherever she is, her energy is. I'm sure she's lighting up the fucking room, the fucking space that she's consuming at this point. Yeah, that's coming up. I believe Mother's Day is this weekend. Fellas, go out, get your mother, your wife. Or not your wife, if your mother or your kids or your wife, if she has kids with you. Don't be doing fucking Mother's Day shit for nobody. That was stupid. But, yeah, Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day to all the motherfuckers and mothers. No, I guess that's Father's Day. Mother's Day out there. You're loved. You're appreciated. Fellas, don't go out there and fucking, you know, I say this every year. Don't go, hey, look, I did the dishes. Hey, look, I did the laundry. Look, I cleaned the house. Happy Mother's Day. You and your kids are fucking bum pieces of shit if you fucking pull that shit on fucking Mother's Day. You should be doing that anyway. And if she, and if she's the type of lady that doesn't want you cleaning the house, I wouldn't suggest doing it that day because she's just going to have to go through it and do it herself because that's how some minds work with the ladies. Sometimes it's not good enough what you're going to do, or you just didn't do it the way she liked it. That's just fine. It's fine. But don't give her double work. Go out and do something that she doesn't normally do. Do something for her that you normally don't do for her. Do something. Leave her the fuck alone. Maybe she just wants to be left the fuck alone. Take the goddamn kids. Don't take your fucking wife or your mom out to the fucking with a bunch of kids. Give her a fucking break for a couple hours. Take them kids away from her and give her a fucking break for a minute. She spends fucking 364 fucking days with those goddamn kids. It's Mother's Day. Go have lunch with the kids and you and the kids, and then fucking take the goddamn kids and get them as far away from that fucking woman as you fucking possibly can for a bit, for hours, so she can have fucking silence and not you and the fucking kids up her ass every fucking hour asking, where's dinner? What's this? Did you wash my underwear? Did you fucking need? So fucking stop the bullshit. Quit fucking shoving the kids in her face that day. Shove them kids somewhere else. It's your turn, sir. It's your turn to go out and fucking listen to. Take them to Dave and Buck. Take them to fucking Chuck E. Cheese. Take them to whatever the fuck you got to take them to. But let that lady have a fucking goddamn break. One day a fucking year where she can just fucking breathe and fucking think and have thoughts without people in her fucking ear and crying and this and needing and fucking this and that. I know that's what she signed up for, but she still needs a goddamn break. So come on, fellas. You guys got to fucking do better than fucking, look, I did the dishes. I did the laundry for you. We made you fucking breakfast in bed, which is fine. That's fine. That's okay. But look, we fucking cleaned the house. Look, we did the fucking hanging. It doesn't fucking, that does not fucking count. That's something you should be doing all year long, all the time. That's because that's why it's 50-50 and you should. If you're not doing that, sirs, then you're a piece of fucking shit. You're garbage. You just married her to be a slave or some shit. So yeah, take the kids. Spend the morning with your mom. Like, treat it like Christmas. Hey, look, open presents. Here's the kids. Like, get the fucking kids out of there. Believe me when I tell you, she's gonna fucking thank you. Later, she's gonna thank you, give you, maybe do that thing in the bedroom she said she would never do if you would just give her a fucking break from the fucking children's. And maybe some moms might not like that. I'm not saying do that to every mom. Some moms might want to see their fucking kids. I doubt that. She's lying if she's saying that. She's bullshitting you. It's a trap, motherfuckers. It's a trap. Oh, fuck a Rooney. So, yeah, Mother's Day, bitches. Go do something fucking original. Quit being a fucking dum-dum. And I think I say this every Mother's Day since we've been doing the podcast, so it's not anything that you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe he's saying this. Splat, we're men. I thought you were on our side. I thought you were a man's man. And I am a goddamn man's man. And if a man's man is making your wife do all the fucking chores and taking care of the kids all the time while you go fucking work for 14 hours and do whatever the fuck you want afterwards, that's not how it works, bud. That's not how it works. You gotta pitch in too. And then on Mother's Day, you can't go, look at we did the dishes. We did it. We won. We did the laundry. We folded the laundry for you, Bob. Bob, we just did it. Aren't you happy? Sure, that's something she... Do that, but do that anyway. You do that on Mother's Day Eve. You clean up the house. She wakes up to a clean house. You have a little, little something to eat. Hey, kids, thanks. You were born this day. You were born this day. I'm your fucking mom. Get the fuck out. Get those kids out of there and let that broad fucking enjoy her motherfucking day. And that's all I got to say about that, bitches. And it is health, mental health month. Of course, fucking Mother's Day. Mother's Day lands there. But I was reading this, speaking of mental health, somewhat of a serious note. There's this pastor, he has this video out. I don't have the video. And he stops the sermon in a weird way. And he gives this weird speech about how his wife died last night and she took her own life. And she's up in North Carolina and she couldn't get med. She was fucked in the head, basically, is what he's telling the crowd. And listen, let me see if we can find that video. I have a problem with the people in this world. And even the people that preach this, and that, you know. See, that's going to take me to the pastor getting shot. Here we go. Okay. Of course, they're showing all the... I don't want to give you the updates quite yet. Well, basically, she committed suicide, and they get into this deep investigation. Well, let's see if we can't find a video here or something. I just need the guy talking, really. But it's gonna give me some news bullshit, probably. Let's see if they show anything. Protect ourselves. Fucking nature. Fuck. Commercials, okay. Immune gummies, okay.
Learning new details about the death of a Myrtle Beach pastor's
wife. They're gonna tell you what's up.
It's a story that's generating a lot of buzz in that area. This afternoon, the sheriff releasing a statement saying Micah Miller's death has been ruled a suicide.
Yeah.
And confirming that her husband, John Paul Miller, was not in North Carolina the night before or day of her death. The release says investigators based their decision on surveillance footage, interviews, physical evidence, and the examination of the
North
Carolina.
That's fine and all, but show me the fucking video of what he did. Let's try this. Bear with me, folks, but I need you to see this video and what people, how the judgment.
Death of the estranged wife of a South Carolina pastor has been ruled a suicide.
Okay,
investigators say 30-year-old Micah Miller called 911 in Robeson County and told them she was about to take
this is what ended up happening.
Circumstances surrounding her death has made national
anyway
headlines.
This is pissing me off because basically he got on stage and this video went viral. My wife died, blase. It was a little weird, but everybody in the world shit on this fucking pastor. They shit on this pastor saying he's guilty, he groomed her, he did this, he did that. They're getting a divorce. That's what happened. They were getting divorced, so automatically he fucking murdered her. Right? Everybody fucking passed judgment on this fucking guy. Just like the good fucking book tells you to. Just like the fucking Bible tells you to, right? Judge everybody. Judge everybody even if you don't know what's going on. you know, judge everybody when you don't know what the fuck's going on. And everybody, the internet, the police ended up doing an investigation. Turns out, obviously, you just heard that it was a real suicide. She was in the woods. She had called 911. She had asked them where her location was, and they said, "Are you lost?" She goes, "No, I want you to know where I'm at when I commit suicide. I'm going to commit suicide, and I just want my family to know where my body will be located. Jesus Christ. And so the internet and people, celebrities, The View, all these fucking people, and some of you Republican fucking podcasters, I seen your clips where you're fucking apologizing now. It's funny how you guys just went to fucking spread your cheeks over this fucking pastor and shit right on his fucking face. And now you're going, well, no, man, this is the fucking problem here, is everybody passes judgment right away on fucking everything. Well, you're guilty, or you're this, or you're that, or you did this, or you did that, without any fucking knowledge, without any fucking proof, without any fucking facts to back up that anything. And then we just, as a we've become a society of a fucking mob, to where whatever the mob says, that's what we go with, and that's what we're gonna fucking crush everybody with. And I listen to a lot of these podcasters, a lot of these celebrities I listen to, and you guys automatically went for the man killed his wife. And you guys, shit, he's creepy. And then the rest of you people, the rest of you little fucking termites of the internet are fucking like, well, he groomed her and he's been dating her since she was 14. I don't know the fucking background there. The whatever the background is the background. Do you think that's why she committed suicide, or did she have some fucking mental health issues? And I'm telling you right now, folks, when you have mental health issues, it's not always the person next to you. It's sometimes it's the person with the fucking mental health issues. They just do not understand it or know it. And if they know it, they don't know how to maintain it. And then I see you guys all retracting your bullshit from yesterday or over the week or whatever this fucking video came out. And it's just a bunch of, well, you know, it's tragic what happened and we shouldn't fucking... You're right, you shouldn't have assumed what fucking happened. Now, what if you would have caused this fucking pastor to go kill himself because now he's a fucking child molester fucking murderer? It's ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous how you guys judge and fucking execute everybody before there's any fucking trial, before there's any fucking anything, any fucking sniff of a fucking bullshit. You guys automatically think that's the way it is. And that's a sad state of affairs that we all are fucking, believe me, I'm sure I've fell for it before. I'm sure I've done this before. Now I'm just aware of it. And when you're aware of it, there's no more excuses. There's no more fucking bullshit. It's not a mistake anymore. It's a fucking habit. And the habit of the society of fucking just fucking automatically, you know, he's guilty. He's guilty. He fucking did it. You better look at him. Look at him. He's a child molester. He was taking a picture and there's a kid in the background of the fucking picture. He's a fucking pedophile. And this poor fucking pastor. And now there's some of these fucking idiots are saying, even though we have proof that she committed suicide, she has there's video of her going into a pawn shop, purchasing a 9mm alone, and then her making that 911 call. And these idiots, her family, you fucking morons, I'm sorry. I know you're whoever just died or whatever, but your thoughts are irrational. You're just as mental as the lady that took her own life. I'm sorry, but that's how it is. When you come out with this bullshit saying that it's AI video and it's AI your daughter or your sister or whatever saying that she's committing suicide, you're fucking stupid. I understand that you're in duress and things are hard to understand right now, but doing this just makes you look stupid and mental. just like your fucking family member that took her own life. And I'm not shaming her for taking her own life. I'm shaming the people that are fucking trying to take this man down when he was in a different fucking city, different fucking state, whatever the fuck he was. And you guys are still, we find this tape, 911 of her saying what she's going to do, where she's at, Yellowstone Park, wherever the fuck park she is. And we see the video clearly of her going into the fucking pawn shop, buying the fucking 9mm, and the family still has the fucking balls to come out and says, nope, he still did it. I don't believe you guys. It's AI, whatever the fuck. Stop it. Accept it. You know, suicide is a hard thing to accept for a lot of people, and I'm not saying it's a fucking, you should have to accept it or it's easy to accept. It's a hard thing to accept, but you cannot lash out and make other people suffer because it's something you fail to understand or have not understood or can't comprehend. It's fine. That's fine. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. What I'm saying with the thing I see wrong with is you're still going after a man after clearly has been proven that he is not the fucking guy. But just because you didn't like him and she was a little younger than him and this and that and this and that, I don't know the fucking story. I know, all I know is that he did not kill his fucking wife, you degenerate fucks. And I'm not talking about the family. I'm talking about all the people that said and shit on this man yesterday. Sorry, my dog's acting a fool. Could you not do that, please, Coco Bean? Thank you. Don't do that. Thank you. But do you understand what I'm saying? We can't just be shitting on people, right? Like that. Assuming that's what happened. Assuming that's what did. That was the case or whatnot. If he's a pedophile, then prove it. Prove it in court. Make him get him arrested. Have some kind of fucking proof before you're going to fucking make some allegations that fucking strong, even though we know she killed her fucking self. So people, stop judging motherfuckers. So... Sorry. So I'm going to end it with that. And if you want to look up the story, go ahead. I'm pretty sure everybody's ever has heard it already. That's why, what's the point in showing videos that you've seen a million times? folks, but let's move over to something lighter like the Kendrick Lamar Drake beef. For some of you that don't care, I apologize. It's going to be pretty quick. I just want everyone to know, everybody, I have an exclusive audio of Drake and his ghostwriters in behind the scenes trying to create a comeback diss track. And by God, this is... breaking news. I don't know. I don't have any breaking news music. We got breaking news. No, the hell to the no doesn't work. But breaking news, folks. That was my breaking news intro. We have not breaking news. We have exclusive footage of Drake. Hidden camera, trying to come up with a diss song, and here it goes, folks.
I didn't realize it was even a conversation. I always assumed we would be heavily involved.
Yeah. This is bad.
Here comes Drake.
We gotta definitely write a song about how we do not diddle kids. Do not diddle kids. It's no good diddling kids.
There is no quicker way for people to think that you are diddling kids than by writing a song about it.
You gotta write a song that says, ooh, I wouldn't do it with anybody younger than my daughter. No, little kids gotta be big, older than my wife, younger than my daughter, something like that.
Don't write a song about that.
No, I'm cloudy. I got a headache.
I didn't realize it was.
And there it is, folks. Exclusive Drake behind the scenes hidden camera footage of him trying to write a diss. A diss towards the God Almighty Kendrick fucking Lamar. And Kendrick Lamar. Oh, man, did he just take a big dump on fucking Drake. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. This thing hit number one.
Dead people.
This thing hit number one right away. Everyone's playing it. Muster on the beat, ho, Debo, any rap, nigga, he a freak, though, man, damn, call a amber the lambs, tell him, breathe, bro, nail a nigga to the cross, he walk around like Tizo, what's up with these jabroni-ass niggas trying to see Compton, the industry can hate me, fuck them all and they mama, how many ops you really got, I mean, it's too many options, I'm finna pass on this body, I'm John Stockton, damn,
beat your ass and hide the Bible if God watching. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show me. Certified boogeyman, I'm the one that up to score with him. Walk him down whole time, I know he got some hoe in him. Pull on him, extort shit, bully the flow on him. Say Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one.
Ooh.
To any bitch that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Chubb's the only one that get your hand-me-downs. And party at the party playing with his nose now.
Mm-hmm.
And Baka got a weird case, why is he around? Certified lover boys, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 wop. That fuck him up. Wop, 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 wop. I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a bitch?
So yeah, this is the...
Trying to strike a chord and it's probably A minor.
Ooh. Ooh, that one right there. That let's pause. Let's pause that. Listen to that lyric. I'm sorry, Drake. I'll get to you in a minute. Kendrick Lamar, what a fucking word genius. Trying to strike a chord, and it's A minor. A minor, meaning he fucking diddles kids. Go check out those diss tracks, man. They are fucking powerful. They are fucking great. They are fucking amazing. I'm going to say this. Thank you. I want to say thank you, Kendrick Lamar. Because I felt like I was on this island alone, except for me and DMX. I've never liked Drake. I like a couple songs early on in his career. I can't remember One Love or something like it's fucking called. I can't even fucking, that's how great it was. I can't even remember what the fucking name of it. But I think Drake is trash. I always thought he was trash. I've had so many arguments with people and those people now are praising Kendrick Lamar, so I don't understand it. I've never liked Drake. Drake is, he's, nothing about him is hip hop. Nothing about him is says he's a genius. And when you guys got on board with him, I let it be. I let you have your fun. And now it's my turn. Thank you, Kendrick Lamar, for bringing it to the light. I've always said this. There's people in my life that know, I've argued with them probably, that know how I feel about Drake. He's a sick fuck. He's a fucking wankster, poser, whatever the fuck you want to. This is the moment I knew Drake was a fucking fake ass piece of shit. When you dropped the line, I started from the bottom and now here I am. No, you didn't start from the bottom, you idiot. You fucking were on a fucking TV show called Degrassi. You were in a wheelchair. You were an actor. You were a rich kid. You didn't start from no fucking bottom. There's no bottom that you started from. And then I had this guy argue about how I can't say anything because this is a black issue. And white people need to stop telling people blah, 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 blah. And I said, shut the fuck up. I said, what Kendrick Lamar doing has nothing to do with race. It has everything to do because we've all grew up with somebody fake ass poser, wankster that thought he was better, bigger, better, and thought he was somebody, and he never was that person. That's who Kendrick Lamar is, speaking for, not just for black people. He's speaking for black people as because Drake thinks, you know, he can use the black culture to further his career, which he has tried. And that's what Kendrick Lamar is saying. That's what he means by that. That doesn't mean white people don't have a fucking opinion. This guy says, yeah, I'm tired of white people telling black people how to deal with their drama. And I just simply said, I'm tired of people telling white people that they're not allowed to have any trauma. So shut the fuck up. This isn't a race issue. This is a fucking fake piece of shit friend or whoever, somebody you know that's just a fucking poser, wankster, whatever the fuck you want to call them. And that's what this is about. This is calling out the people to talk about. Drake talks about how much of a badass and how he's going to roll up and shoot on somebody and this and that. And that's not true. He's just not a bad motherfucker. He's not a, well, Spike, you wouldn't say that if he was front of your face. The fuck I wouldn't. I'm not scared of any Drake. I'm not scared of anybody. Mike Tyson, if I had something to say to him, I'd say it to him and he'd punch me and that'd be the fucking end of it. I'd be in a coma. and of course, this is getting out of hand because you can't have a nice big rapping or hip-hop beef or rock and roll beef without somebody getting hurt. Turns out Drake's bodyguard got shot or something, and you guys are just taking it too far like we did in the 90s, and fucking Tupac and Biggie got shot, and we're gonna blame that on the beef, but we all know who is behind it. Two major producers, two record label owners. They were in on it to make the money. One just is in prison right now, talking smack about the other one like they have been. But that's a different beef for a different time. Our beefs were a little cooler, sorry. Sure, we didn't have access to 3 diss tracks in 24 fucking hours. And then Drake comes out, and anybody that's defending Drake on this, oh God, you are fucking retarded. And you should be banned from listening to any good music ever in life. I'm kidding, by the way. But they're coming out saying, okay, well, they say Drake put out misinformation on purpose to find a mole to trick Kendrick into saying, but even though you tricked him, it doesn't matter. He took your little trick story and fucking annihilated, whether it's true or not, he annihilated, because to him the knowledge is true, and if he gets any true knowledge of you, he's gonna fucking annihilate you like he did 3 or 4 fucking songs deep in 48 hours. I know a lot of my listeners out there going, who cares about the Kendrick Lamar fucking drink me? Because I do. These are the things I live for. Beefs. Beefs. I like the beefs. And it's just getting more dramatic and more dramatic. And it's funny watching people that love Drake all of a sudden are Kendrick Lamar. There's no loyalty in this fucking world anymore. There's no fucking nothing. Nothing. I stuck with Biggie Smalls through everything. Still to this day. Even when you guys are still calling him now a fucking rapist and him and Puff Daddy or gay or whatever the fuck. Shut up, sit down, and look at the fucking shit that your generation is listening to and tell me about how gay our rappers were. And even if they were, they still put out more better product than your fucking these motherfuckers today will ever put out. I'm sorry, you guys. I know your little egotistical generation thinks you guys have done everything better and this and that. And it's all new. Shut up. sit the fuck down and know your fucking role, because the garbage that you guys spit out now, this instant music, you guys got Instagram, let's call it Insta music, because it's in and it's out. There's no songs from the last 5 years that I can say will be around for 20 fucking years, 30 years. I still listen to Led Zeppelin. I still listen to fucking, you know, not all the time, but it's songs I can go back to, right? So your Insta music is lame. Jelly Roll, he'll be around, I guess. That his music will be around because it's meaningful and actually talented music. Probably be a fucking movie about his life one day. Who knows? Who fucking knows, bad. But I'm gonna declare Kendrick Lamar the winner. No, don't tell the hell no me. Kendrick Lamar, you are the winner, dude. You're a genius. Keep those diss tracks coming. Fuck you, Drake. Fuck anybody that defends Drake. He's a pedophile piece of shit. There's video of it out there. And if you got, that's another problem with this society. We're so consumed about judging and this and that and the other thing, but we're letting people molest children. And there's nothing you guys can cancel or bitch about for me that makes that I'll back in anything anymore, since the Epstein fucking blacklist, whatever, videos, tapes, lists ever come out against the people that are prosecuting you, the people that are making laws for you, the people that are taking your tax money. All these people are involved in this, and yet still here we are bitching about stupid shit. Come on, folks. We got fucking some porn star talking about how she smacked a Trump in the ass with a fuck. What does any of this have to do with what Trump did? Because it's some hush money? Hush money isn't against the law. Let's stop with this bullshit. I'm tired of hearing. They're keeping us distracted with this Trump shit for some other fucking reason. I call it every time. I say it anytime anything like this fucking happens. There's some reason these Trump fucking things are in the news all the time. I get it. It's Trump. He's the ex-president. Blah, 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 blah. This never happened before. Blah, 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 blah. But something is happening behind our fucking backs while we're paying attention to some fucking porn star talk about how she may or may not have fucked, which she's bullshitting, fucked Donald Trump. Because there's another chick he was fucking saying she was there at the same time. But I digress. Death to America, right? You motherfuckers. It's good to see some of these places cracking down on these protesters. Fuck you, protesters. Fuck you. There's a difference between peaceful protesting, and that's where we blurred the line in 2020 with fucking race riots saying they're peaceful, they're peaceful. It's just aggravating. It's aggravating. Let's get on to something more light. Light. Yeah, where is it, baby? How about some Tom Brady? Some Tom Brady roasts. Highlights. Let's find some here. I'm sure there's plenty. This is okay. Before we even start this, if you haven't watched it, you might want to shut this down. Come back here in a little bit, because we're just gonna. I don't have any prepared because it's hard to find each individual one. So we're just gonna scroll through some of these shorts and see if we can't find some of the highlights of the Tom Brady roast. And let me tell you, folks, this fucking roast is. I've seen probably every roast there is. Even the old ones. I still watch the old ones whenever I get a chance. And I've seen some brutal ones. I've seen some ones. But this one, look, if there's a cancel culture out, if there's a cancel culture out there that we're all speaking of and bitching and whining about, this is the fucking villain. Let Even Kevin Hart was funny. It was offensive. It was funny. It was controversial. It was racist. It was nothing shy of brilliant. Every comic and every person that came up there was funny. Even Kim Kardashian. Sorry, a lot of people will hate me for that. This embodies the breaking down the wall of the cancel culture, the woke, whatever the fuck you want to call it. This is the comeback. The comeback of take a fucking joke. Quit being so goddamn sensitive. The pussification, whatever the fuck you fuck. Ooh, excuse me. Ooh, that came out of nowhere. The pussification of America, whatever it is, whatever you fancy. This, my friends. And they're trying. They're trying so hard. Well, this is offensive. Aaron Hernandez's wife, girlfriend, fiance is so upset. Oh, God. Giselle's so upset. Well, here's a simple fucking thing for anybody that got upset about this fucking roast. It's a simple solution. Turn it off. Shut the fuck up. Just turn it off and shut the fuck up. If you got offended by it, and her Aaron Hernandez's fucking fiance is like, well, her kids, it's hard to raise her kids. Well, maybe you shouldn't have been fucking and getting pregnant by a fucking murderer, you fucking stupid cunt. Or don't let your kids watch the fucking roast. What a concept. Giselle, you knew it was going to happen. Shut the fuck up. You divorced the man. The man's a popular man, a real popular man. You knew he was going on a roast. If you didn't think your name was going to fucking come up and you were going to get roasted, you're a fucking stupid cunt too. Boom. Bouchon. Giselle Bouchon. There was a moment where Tom Brady told Jeff Ross to shut the fuck up. Everyone got mad about that. Who cares? It's Tom Brady's roast. He could do whatever the fuck he wants. He was just showing a respect to a guy that treats him like his son, and that's Robert Kraft. And for anybody to shit on this roast at all, you're just not getting it, and you'll never get it. Even people that don't like sports laughed at it. So if you're not in the fucking, my mom always said, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't fucking say nothing at all. Because this roast is, they were not wrong. I thought even when in the beginning when I said they're already calling this the greatest roast of all time, that's pretty arrogant. And then it turned out to be. So. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? It was fucking great. It was great. It was great. There was no roast ever in the history of roast I've ever seen that more fucking brutal. It was live. They couldn't fucking shorten. It was 3 hours. It was great. Great. This is how they should do every roast live, so you can't shave it down to fucking 2 jokes a person or whatever. This was brilliant. You guys want to have your 5-hour fucking Oscars and shit? We should be able to have a fucking 3-hour roasts. We need a Joe Rogan roast. You'll never agree to it. And that's what we need. So let's go through some highlights.
Everyone's up here talking about what a big winner Tom is. But let me tell you, Tom is afraid of the Giants, which is why Kevin Hart is hosting tonight. Tom Brady... Why do you look like a gay Tom Brady? By the way, Gronk, that's Kevin Hart sitting next to you. That's not your shadow. Nikki has such a bad eating disorder, the industry keeps shoving her down our throat. Sam J, everybody, killed. She is a black lesbo, which means she doesn't eat pussy. She all hell gnaws on it. Andrew Schultz, I'm glad you took a break from watching YouTube videos on how to dap up black dudes correctly. Bert Kreischer is a king. He looks like if the Tiger King and the Liver King only ate Burger King and had a liver that looked like Martin Luther King got beat up by Rodney King. A whale's vagina, God, which reminds me, Kim Kardashian's here. Ooh. Word of advice, close your legs. You have more public beef than Kendrick and Drake. Bert Kreischer is a king.
The top five best moments of the roast of Tom Brady. The night started off hot with Jeff Ross making a joke about Patriots owner Robert Kraft and his infamous massages and Tom setting the tone early. A lot of Tom Brady's old Patriots.
I am not standing here right now saying that Tom Brady is gay. I'm not saying that. But he sure did f*** me.
Oh, that's the man he took the job
with. Remember when you yelled at us? Look, assholes. Kids down at Foxborough High can make that fucking play. Look, asshole, Foxborough High is the only job offer you fucking had.
I don't like when they censor it.
Gronk, I've been watching on Fox NFL Sunday, and I'm begging you, please, stop doing your job.
Remember Deflategate? The NFL spent $20 million and found that it was more probable than not that I was generally aware that someone may have deflated my footballs. You could have just given me the 20 million and I would just told you I fucking did it.
Right?
Who do you think brought it?
Tony Hinchcliffe.
Let's see if we can find some other ones here. Let's see if we can find some good ones.
Bert Kreischer is a king.
I am not.
Tony Hinchcliffe.
Yeah, it's the same shit. Oh, hold on.
Bert Kreischer is a king. He looks like.
I am not.
Tony Hinchcliffe.
Tom also lost $30 million in crypto. Tom, how did you fall for that? I mean, even Gronk was like, me know that not real money. Like.
Nikki Glaser fucking murdered it, man. Tony Hinchcliffe and Nikki
Tom
Glaser
also
were the.
Exposing fake.
What is, we got to discuss.
All right.
I am not standing here right now saying.
People have said that Tom and I butted heads a lot, and in a way that was true, but not really. It was hard to butt heads with Tom because he was so far up Alex Guerrero's ass.
Ooh.
Let's talk about Tom Brady.
When you said you were playing.
Okay, looks like that's about it.
Oh, stop.
Las Vegas.
Yeah. All right, well, go check it out. It's on Netflix. Oh, my God. Nikki Glaser was. She got a first time I've ever seen, at least in a roast, a fucking standing ovation. The Gronk joke was probably one of the best jokes of the night, besides the Burger King, Tiger King, Martin Luther King. I mean, Tony Hinchcliffe just went down the fucking line like old school fucking Don Rickles and just ripped everyone apart. And that's, listen, folks, that's, I love roast because that's what I do. I've been a roaster my whole life, and you can ask anybody that's been around me my whole life. These are the things that I do. I fuck with people. I can roast like a motherfucker. And to see that art on the screen, and me and my mom used to watch, speaking of Mother's Day, my mom used to let me stay up and watch, they'd have these specials, these roasts, these Dean Martin roasts, right? And that's where she would explain to me all the comedians that were coming up. You know, Red Fox was coming up, Richard Pryor, Don Rickles, the guy that always did the drunk guy, I can't remember his name, he was fucking hilarious. But these guys were always, you know, Red Skelton, Jonathan Winters, all these guys. So roasts have been one of my favorite things my whole life. So this Tom Brady roast is the greatest roast of all time. I don't know how anybody could top anything. I've already watched it twice. That's 6 hours, folks. I've already watched it twice. I watched it live and then I watched it again. And let me tell you what, it was just as funny the fucking second time as it was the first time. So I highly, highly recommend. I don't even like Andrew Schultz or Kevin Hart that much as far as comedian-wise. And both of those guys fucking killed it. Sam J, the little lesbian, black lesbian, she was fucking hilarious. She, he, they, whatever the fuck. Nikki Glaser, of course. Drew Bledsoe, what a fucking class act. Everyone's like, he's on drugs. Who gives a fuck what he's on? He's fucking having a great time. Gronk was funny. Bill Belichick roasting was funny. Even Robert Kraft for a hot second was roasting. What a fucking great fucking night of comedy, of just having fun, not worrying about the consequences of your words. It was just in good fun. Sure, Tom Brady got a little perturbed there for a minute. Fine. Let him have his moment, man. Let him have his moment. I'm sure he was nervous. Nervous about what was going to come out of these comedians' mouths, especially with his the owner of the Patriots, Bill Belichick, everybody there. His sisters were there, I'm sure, I believe, or whoever was there. Dana White even killed it for 60 minutes when they did Kill Tommy instead of Kill Tony. And Kill Tony's one of my favorite podcasts in the world. It was just a great show all the way. Rob Burgundy showed up. If you haven't seen it, and I'm spoiling shit for you, I apologize. But we're going to wrap this up soon. One, my voice feels like it's about to go. It's a little scratchy. Let me get a little water. So go watch the Tom Brady roast. And then I checked out the new giant Jerry Seinfeld Pop-Tart movie. It was just pretty good. Pretty good. I would check it out. It's a little campy, and that's what I enjoyed about it. It's not taking itself too serious. But yeah, let me get off of here and put some allergy meds in this body. I haven't been up to the green room in a while, but you guys can always go up there. Trust me, I'll be up there soon, as soon as I get my affairs straightened out. And, they have toast and jokes, of course, every Friday, you know. Then they have shit going on, too. I thought I was about to sneeze. Everything going on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Monday, they have a whole schedule out. Let me see if I can find that schedule. No, they do. Just don't know what I did with it. You know what I mean, Mern? I know what you mean, Matt. Thank you, sir. Well, I'm not mad. I'm splat, so you son of a bitch, I'll knock you out. I'll knock you out for calling me dad. Maybe Dave is wrong. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe I was wrong. Huh. Interesting. But anyway, go to their Mr. Nice Guys Austin or the Green Room Austin on Instagram, Facebook, and you will find the calendar there. They have a bunch of shit going on. I'm sure 512 day, that's Mother's Day. I'm sure they got some stuff going on up there. That's 13201 Palm Springs Road, Mr. Nice Guys, and the Green Room right next door. Has all your 420 friendly needs. And you can 420 friendly over to the little speakeasy, Mr. Nice Guys. And, of course, the Frequency Podcast. That's Sarah the Witch's podcast. The Frequency, or go to her store, thefrequency.com. That's T-H-E-E, frequency.com, .com. Let's see here. Yeah. take you out with my mom's song while we are here. A little tribute that I made to my mom 3 years ago. I wrote this. And before I go, everybody, stay high, stay fly. I'm trying to think of anything before I go. Nope, seems to be it. All right, folks. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, fur baby mothers, all the fucking things that have to do with mamas. You all deserve it. Remember, folks, remember, boys, take them kids away. Don't do the dishes. And everybody stay high, stay fly, peace and love. And the holy smoke above. I'm out, bitches.
Miss you, Mom. I think about you every day. I love you. R.I.P. Mom, I miss you so much. Your words and your touch. When things get rough, you gave me words of wisdom. Made me feel like a prince in my own kingdom. But now you're gone and my kingdom is lost. Empty soul with no guide is taking its toll. You were my anchor and my rock. Although I was never good at the sun part, you still love me with every beat of your heart. Just wanted to tell you that I feel you all around me. And my love for you, Ma, will never fade away. And our memories will forever stay in my heart and in my soul. I will never let you go. And even though I fall into darkness, sometimes I hear your voice in my head tell me to rise above this. And then the tears start to pour.